Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, what's good? It's your boy Bad Boy T, also known as Simi Egusin, also known as Best Actor in Africa. Right now, you're watching TV Tech with my T Don Paul.
Hey guys, welcome to my 7th episode of TVT. I know my producers don't like me introducing the show like this, but that's why I started to introduce the show. And my guest today is somebody who is so lit. I'm a huge fan. I started off as a production manager whilst he was already a star. So we have a long story and a journey together. My guest today is the Get Me Lit Kruna. Founder and crooner, right?
Yeah.
His name is Timini. Bad Boy T.
Let me know, boy.
First of all, why do they call you Bad Boy T?
Because I'm a bad boy.
I didn't see him. Jesus. So you put like
what's
my table.
Good, babe. Gucci on that. You know what you saying? Stop playing.
Energy, I love it. How are you?
I'm good, man. Timmy-san, thank you for having me. I know your producers probably don't like this introduction thing as well, but I like to say that, like, I'm so proud of you, this guy. Like,
thank
coming
you
from
so much.
Where you're coming from, do you understand? Like, you know when you're just mean? You know when you're annoyed that you're on a set, yeah? And you're just mean to who you can be mean to.
Yeah.
Timmy-san was guys be. I was like, guy, give me, where's my...
But I never saw it. So let me say what happened there, right? I met Timini when I was the production manager of a show that never aired, but we shot it in 2017 or 2018. Early 2018, I think, or late 2017, right? So I was production manager on that show. Timini was the star of the show. The show was called Exploring because we used to go around Lagos, even the out world. Of Lagos and the world.
I go climb one rock that time.
I remember one time when you just say the car, you go one place where you got to shout.
Bro, they carried me to one place in, where was it? There was one jazz place like this.
But I didn't go, I don't know why. Okay, I think I traveled for
on
that
trip. I'm sure you knew. Because you didn't say you're worrisome.
No. I thank God I not go on that show, but I traveled to worry or something. I can't remember. But I mean, that's how far we've come. And Timini, you've done so well.
Thank you.
I keep telling people that you're such a big inspiration to me because I've seen your journey from me being literally your assistant on set, so entering the same industry as you and seeing you grow this far. I'm so proud of how far you've come as well. So tell me about your journey, like, because you started off as you were in corporates before you moved. So tell me about your journey.
I was a sales and marketing executive. I used to do like 9 to 5. My boss at the time thought that I was the next big thing when it came to like the marketing industry because my mouth gas is sweet.
Yeah.
Do you understand? But like, then I now became Dakore's PA. Dakore being my sister, obviously, in the industry. And I just noticed that, like, you know, every time I go out with her on set, that time, ATM, no day. So anytime I go out with her on set, she the wait. Now me, they hold the bag. Now the bag money the day. I could carry money. I could use ball. You understand? So that was, if I'm being honest, that was my general motive of.
Wow.
Yeah, because obviously that time now, you know, she's sushi. You know, when as I born, you know, say this boy, the pinch charm, boy, you go just look at him. But then I fell in love with the art, and I just understood the fact that there was a lack of
male. Yeah.
Not male. There were males in the industry. Ooh. But like the segment of society that I represented, there was a lack of it. There was nobody that reminded me of my guys. There was a way all the guys there used
where?
To shout.
Yeah.
So I kind of like realized that, you know what? My demographic needs to be represented.
Yeah.
You know, but it was like it failed to launch because everybody said nobody writes lead roles for men. And even if they write a lead role for a man, you look so young, nobody's going to write a lead role for you. So it will probably just be like, you know, somebody's sister, somebody's brother. But I continued, and then it started to get to a point where people are writing stories specifically for me, you know, and that's the growth. That's kind of like where it has come from.
Please, can you explain this demography to me? Because you represent a new school, right? Yeah. What was lacking before, and what is it that you're bringing that's different?
Okay, so basically, before acting in Unilag, I was a club boy. I was popular in quotes as James.
Yeah. My name is James. Who I hate that name.
My name is
that
James.
That name precedes you.
You know, so I already knew what it was. But when you watch Nollywood club scenes, or you see a scene where this boy is supposed to be a player, or where he's supposed to be a bad guy.
They can't put stamp in the area for that.
They're not bad.
They're first time.
So it comes actually to you. This is not how to be a bad guy, or this is not how may I see other bad guys. Do you understand? You know, and then I started to just be myself and just mirror some of my friends. So when they give me a script, I go, I do like Timmy Sam for this one. They remember Timmy Sam for
I'm
my mind.
I'm not your bad friend, but okay.
You know, and then I started to notice that people started appreciating the originality. Where I'm coming from in Nollywood, I've been here 13 years, you know.
Excuse me?
And where I'm coming from is a point where...
Sorry, Timmy, let's come back. You've been in this industry for 13 years.
Yeah.
So, as of 2017, when I was meeting you...
Yeah. I done the act since 2007, 2008. So, I got my big break on MTV, my biggest break at the time on MTV Sugar.
Wow. Yeah, MTV
2011.
Sugar.
And I'm the only character that has been in all the seasons of MTV Sugar leading up until the staying at home one we did for COVID, where I literally had to film myself. Yeah.
Wow. 13 years.
Yeah, bro. Don't they?
Yeah, they feel like maybe like 6-7 years.
No. 13 years. Actively acting, making money.
So you've been acting in Sugar since 2011?
Yeah, being in the biggest productions coming out of Africa. Web series, movies, cinema, TV, soap opera, all of them have done it.
So this journey this has been a long time coming.
Yeah.
So
but you just people not assume that it's like overnight success, or this guy just, no, I don't.
Because even when I first know you, I feel like maybe like tennis.
No. I feel like the problem is that this is my young look.
But it helps, doesn't it?
It does help. Before I looked at it as a problem, but now I know that it's a blessing.
It is a blessing. Mm-hmm. I agree. So like you started off 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. Before now, did you ever think that you're going to do Nollywood?
Before then. No, me, I just knew I needed to make money. I already get big tastes from small. So I said, okay, how if we make this bar?
Uh-huh.
Do you understand? I knew that it was not going to be 9 to 5 because I'm very restless.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how to stay in one place, you know. So I knew that, this waking up in the morning, going in traffic, going to the office, coming back wouldn't be what it would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I started to look for alternative. I knew I wasn't going to do Yahoo because I know if the police station, I know if they sell, no matter what.
If they hide from police.
Yeah. And I didn't want to live my life, you know. And a lot of people at that time were going into that. Like, that was the thing. Like, bro, sometimes some guys tell you that, guy, you know, you carry a laptop. No way they go set up and down.
Because for them, they don't even understand.
Yeah, they didn't see the bigger picture. But me, and at the time itself, it didn't really sound so clever. Even Dakore at the time used to tell me that, Timmy, there's no money in Nollywood. What are you really doing? And that's why from the beginning, it might seem that it was strategic, but it was more of like just divine direction from God that I got to just, you know, make sure that I'm building a brand as well that people want to see. So talent aside, and how good of an actor I am, which I believe that I have proven.
True.
You know, winning the best award in the AMVCs.
You are the number one actor in Africa, right?
Yeah, period.
Until the next AMVC at least.
And what these other guys don't understand is that you can't only be a good actor. You also have to be a marketable brand. People also need to want to see you, you know.
Personality.
So when a producer is trying to make a decision right now, 2021, that who will be putting in this movie? True. Who is the best actor? Who sabi act and pass? Who will kill the role? My name will come up.
True.
They say, okay, who will help us sell this film? My name will come up on the other side of the conversation. And that's kind of like what I started from. I mean, influencer marketing that it is now, now we start them. Because that time, we don't really understand, say, space, we cast a build following. We cast a build, you know. But a lot of guys, that time, a lot of other guys didn't care about taking pictures.
They still don't care.
Yeah. And that's why it seems like the females are leading. Because they care and they understand. Guy, they go premiere, go just wear clothes, enter red carpet.
Use joggers
any picture
too.
Where you this take for the red carpet, go with then you go post.
Timini, I still don't know if you're not actor, we come with joggers.
Call your name if you get mine.
I know Fito. But where I was like, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah,
guess what? These are the people that are even very talented. They're superstar actors when it comes to their craft.
They don't get
But it's just that's just 10% of the entire work that you have to do.
Yeah. I should bust your head now. Those guys now, did they beef? Not me, Sha. But
now
they
say, talk about did they beef?
They have this bitterness because they feel like, oh, some people are getting roles, some people are getting things because of their audience. But every time we have those conversations, I tell them, build your audience, boy. Like, come on, like,
you want to say, he would already asked since how many years, and I mean, they put for Netflix. And I got the statement, right? It was backhand shade, right? I said, bro, this is no hard.
They don't understand.
Come to me, I'll teach you how to do influencer thing well, marketing, everything.
No, you
sabi
the work, bro.
No, because that's my background. Now, you remember I said, I did work for 9 to 5 when you meet me, right? Yeah. But I'm just saying that this thing is, your talent is just 10% of the entire thing, right? With consistency, and if you keep at this thing for a long time, you get better at your acting,
facts,
at your influencer marketing or whatever thing that you're doing, right? But some of them are so stiff that you just want to protect the craft and not develop the other parts. And that's what you have done successfully, right?
Yeah.
Did your life outside of Nollywood affect it? Because affects your acting and how they perceived you in the industry, because at some point you had a persona outside of the industry as a bad boy T. We know you as a boy that can bring people together, Trey, fabulous party. You can also make money from that, right? There's so many facets of your life that it doesn't even concern Nollywood. Did it affect Nollywood at some point?
No, it didn't. I'm on set all day. I'm at the club at night. I'm back on set in the morning. Because I also understood that it was important to hold on to that aspect of my life.
Yeah.
Because that's where you see real experiences. That's where you open your eyes when you're acting something that you've never been before.
True.
And you do it so believable. It's because you've seen it. It's because you've gone out, you've opened your mind's eye to see different things. But when you just day from set to set, you know, you cannot understand. So you cannot believably act like a Yahoo boy.
True.
Or you cannot believably act like someone that is jiggy because you don't know it. You can't give what you don't have. Because
you've not seen it.
You don't understand it. What you haven't experienced. So me, I know I make sure that I find a way to balance both because I know that both of them are equally as important.
Yeah.
There's a whole audience of people in that other side of my world that still don't watch Nollywood. I'm saying, when I say the numbers, I'm saying it choke. Do you understand? Because they probably watch a few Nollywood films and they haven't been satisfied.
Yeah.
They just believe that we're not being good enough. So it's my job to convert those guys to Nollywood fans, to Nollywood lovers. And that's kind of like what I'm still doing.
I think they love you so much. Like, everybody loves Timini. And then that's a hashtag that has been trending because people really love you.
It has ups and downs, my bro.
I know. But you know that this is our space. I mean, a lot of things happen within this space that just makes you realize that, you know, this thing is not as glamorous as we think, right? There's so many things that goes into. There's some days where I'm always in my head. I don't want to post anything. I'm overwhelmed. Do you have those days where you're just like, why did I choose this career at all in the first place? I'm so overwhelmed.
So for me, I've always liked the spotlight. Jealous. I've always found myself in the spotlight. So I'm not like your MCM that would go to the front to be in the spotlight. If I literally decide
to hide,
and I'm not even trying to brag, I swear to God, I'm not proud.
I swear.
If I stand at the corner of the wall, the spotlight will come.
I love it.
So I embrace it. But the problem for me now, and the battles that I have internally is, okay, am I switching up? Am I becoming a different person? Am I settling? Am I doing enough? Am I not doing enough? Am I doing too much?
Mm.
Am I, you know, so when you start asking all these questions, and especially when you don't have a good circle around you, you can find yourself lost.
Mm.
Ah, Timmy Sandy, do this. Make I try him.
It happens to
you know, should I, make I go find cop? I would say, So you now see some people and they're bringing content out and you know that they are lost because it's not, bro, this is not you. We know. But you can't blame them as well because at the same time, they don't want to seem like they're underachieving. They don't want to seem like, ah, this is what my brother is doing.
So much pressure.
You know? So it's the pressure is what kills me.
I think in times where you knew that you were lost and you had to call yourself back.
Yeah. So what may I always do is.
Can you give me an example?
That I had to call myself back.
Like you just realized that, you know what? It's not me, T. Let me.
Make I think I'm now. When did that happen? Okay. So basically, after I won the AMVCA, a lot of people said, ah, there's a curse of like the AMVCA where a lot of people that win the best actor in the drama, you need to hear from them. Let's say I put this one. Let's say I put this one after. So me, I go to them. Me, now I want to go up to you. Tell me something. Things say, who don't win them before? Who don't?
I swear.
But me, I knew that like that wasn't going to be. That wasn't going to be a thing for me.
Don't mention names. So don't mention names for me. I beg you. I beg.
That wasn't going to be a thing for me. But
yeah.
At the same time, I now started overworking myself.
Mm.
You know, ended up in some productions that I should have even done in the first place. Yeah. You know, overworking myself. We say I had at the point in time I had like 34.
I remember that time when you did Professor Series.
I put them now saying the joke coming soon. Watch Timini 22. I won't let them know.
Everybody loves Timini.
Yeah.
No, but that inspired me. I'm not gonna lie. That I don't know whether even if you're making wrong decisions then, right? It inspired me to see your work ethic at the time because I can jam in the club.
No, I would night, the club. I don't go miss some
early morning and I'll see you for set.
Yeah.
So all the time when I used to have like, oh my god, I shouldn't work today. I just remember that this nigga I saw in the club has been in this thing for a while, right? He's in the club at night in the early morning, he's on his set and he's getting things done.
I did that, but I then now realize that I didn't have anything to prove to anybody.
Wow. Do you know what I'm
saying? Like, if with everything that I don't do now, if you don't rate me, it's fine. And I don't rate you as well. Do you understand? Like I cannot please everybody because I started to get sick. Like I started to lose weight. I stopped to eat because like, every time I'm just,
lifestyle.
You know, I go set, they go say chop, I go say no, say let's, I'll eat later, let's get the work done. I just wanted people to know that like, and you're I wanted working. These other like industry people to accept me as, because I still feel like, I said it, I don't feel like they accept me as industry.
Why do you think that is? Like, do you think they have a particular sect, do you have a particular clique of people? Because I'm not saying that it's a clique in the industry, but you can tell that some certain people move a certain way and...
Do you question your show?
Of course.
Okay, cool. So if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. Not as an actor. I don't believe in networking. Like what Nigerians call networking, like going out of my way because I know that this person is going to be in this event. Going out of my way to position myself to be able to meet. No, that's dead.
So you don't believe in positioning?
No. I believe in allowing God direct you and allowing things just happen naturally, organically. What is yours will come to you. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't come to you, it's not time yet.
Don't you think that you need to...
So all my industry friends, if me are you supposed to, something will bring us together. I'm not going to go out of my way. And if I sense that you've gone out of your way to try and come into my space, my wall will go up immediately.
Why?
Because
you just feel like it's sneaky, right?
Yeah, it's sneaky and there's no need. So anybody that is my friend in the industry is my friend because the person is a fantastic person.
Yeah.
Not because, my actor friends or my influencer friends. No, I don't believe in that. So I don't, but if I don't get business for event, I don't go. Look, say, make it not be like, say, I know they're there. You get like, so I feel like that's the problem. That's majorly where the problem has come from because like, I do not associate myself with things that.
So, but there's no, so, the pressure on you not to overdo, did it come from you just getting to a point of conviction where you just realized that, you know what, I don't need to do these things to be seen? Or did you have those pressures before of wanting to be seen and something changed along the line?
What happened was I was having a conversation with my sister and she, you know, sometimes some people need to remind, especially people like us that are hardworking, people need to remind like, yo, you've done good. Give yourself a pat on the back. Do you understand? You deserve to be here. The Future Awards, the AMVCA, the all the accolades, all the work that you deserve it. You're not an imposter. You know, so when you know that.
Do you have imposter syndrome sometimes?
No, I have imposter syndrome.
Do you still have COVID? I have it a lot of times.
And I'm this strong, I'm the makeup for.
But is it the people around? Because I feel like half the time I'm in my head. And you know that the more I grow in the industry, the tighter my circle becomes.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know what to trust anymore.
Yeah.
I'm now very, there's so much pressure on me to deliver, right? Mm-hmm. So lately, what I've been dealing with is the fact that no matter how hard I work, I just don't see it. So I'm like, what's the next new thing? What's the next new thing? So I'm exhausted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I don't see how much progress I'm making.
And you know, the problem with that, always working, always trying to work, so that it doesn't seem like you're not making progress.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, sometimes you go cook something on fire. You guys come out for fire, make it blow.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So you also need to give yourself that time to rest, that time where we say you could just look back to see, say, what you don't do. And give yourself time so that fresh blessings where you don't even know about will find you. When you're always on one set, always hustling, always chasing something. I've one call to miss out, but he's always busy. Or he's mostly busy.
I don't think that's... man, don't go self-work, man. I know they wait for people. So we don't be like that. Don't
so you
like
need
that.
To find the time that, you know, you can allow fresh blessings, you know, come in. But like I said before, you're doing very good.
Thank you.
I can see the confidence in what you do because you're not now trying to create content like anybody else. You know, it's easy to... The safest thing to do is to do what someone else has done and it has worked for the person. The most risky thing to do is to find something that you do not know if it's work or not and put all your power into that. You know, so a lot of people don't have the strength to do that. That's why you see that you watch content and everything is almost looking like it's the same. Because you don't work for one person, no means it will work for everybody.
Might even tell you, Seth Simini, like when I started TVT, right? Nobody was doing talking or talking from a cup or anything, right? But I was kissing that time. And I swear to God, I was this close to becoming a skit maker in terms of shooting skits because I wasn't getting the traction that I wanted as much. I've been one way we go. I don't see if I went before five pass. I go even 5 pass on these people. Where do you be? I go do a better pass them. But I'm just like, this is not me, right?
Yeah.
But I really wanted the pressure from seeing all of them who seem successful at it wanted to make me just switch. But I'm just like, I can't even edit a video.
Yeah.
My craft, you cannot see my creativity from acting it out in a skit. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe in movies, maybe. But my default is to talk. I'm a talker, right? So TVT, I was supposed to stop TVT.
Where you get your accent? I don't see now. Don't worry, you bro.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm going to put you on blast if you try me. So let me say why I picked this accent from the streets, though. I think that
from TV.
Well, I'm a sponge and I think that I've always wanted this space. So I started learning and watching people. I don't have an accent. You have an accent.
Trust me. They speak more French. Sometimes it sounds British. Sometimes it sounds American.
You think?
What?
Wow.
You think? What you think?
My brother, the whole solo.
They walk, don't worry.
I swear they walk. Don't worry. This is why I needed that. So they employ my British or my American accent, depending on my mood, sha. But what was I saying before Timmy stop?
I'm sorry.
What was I saying?
Guys. Don't to talk. Don't forget now.
What was I saying before Timmy button? But guys, you have an accent though. I don't have an accent. No, it's just not cruise now. So Timmy, what was I saying?
Do I know?
What was I saying, guys? Okay, yes. So I was really trying to be a skit maker. And also because of imposter syndrome. Some days I really don't feel like I've earned my space. I just feel like maybe I got too lucky or sometimes. Do you feel like that?
I know I used to feel like that, but now I honestly know that like I'm actually the baddest guy. And it takes a lot because of the dedication that I put. Bro, I don't sleep. If I'm not out hosting, making money from events at night, I'm on set during the day, I'm creating content as an influencer. Oh, I'm learning. I'm on YouTube. Masterclass. Nobody masterclass where I never watch.
Wow.
Yeah. Every time I have an opportunity to work with one of these legends, I'm always asking questions. I'm the actor that always asks my director, Alpha, was that good? Am I giving you what you want? Is there anything I can do better? Mm. No matter how good the performance I've done is, I will ask you, eh? I can't be, I'm not 100%. You must talk something where we will make me improve.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of actors also, they get so big that directors don't even feel the...
They fear to talk to them.
Yeah, don't be fear. I don't call them fear, but directors say, eh, you get 7 days to shoot this film. It won't come up for years. So,
anything you like when you act.
Say, if you are bad, I'll
do it.
I'm sorry.
You don't pay them.
Yeah. Last. You know, so I feel like at the end of the day, I'm always working on making sure that I'm a better person because I can't be bragging like this and I know good. That one, they go laugh you for streets.
Speaking of like improving like your crafts, right? Tell me about your acting from when you started and now.
So I never go to school. I never really understand how to call my style of acting.
Yeah.
But I'm more of for the sake of this conversation, I'm more of a naturalist in the way that I act.
Yeah.
So I watched myself on MTV Sugar and I realized that like some things that I did back in the day, some decisions that I did always put myself in the character. Maybe say, it would be natural. It can't be bad.
Yeah.
Because I'm really being who that person is. I don't know.
So mentally,
they think about method. They think about, they go talk to thing, how.
They're so technical about the thing.
They speak normally. When they say action, the way they talk will change. It will be like the robot, they talk. Bro, nobody can connect to that.
And those people have to be correct past for set so. I was like, my they go say, no, I see he called.
Yeah. And I did that. So me, from time, I've been a naturalist. So because I'm a naturalist, people can't. It might not be the best. I might not be able to cry on cue. Till now, I still know how to cry. That cry that when
too many. Besides, the people cry.
Emmy has Nollywood girls. Them bad. If they say cry,
no,
like
but you know, Messi. You know, Messi. I carry hand and leg for her. Those people just look left, look right.
Yeah. They bad. Sometimes, man. You know, I acted with who was it? The color of a lot of people on MTV Sugar. When we finish, they go cry. We be saying when they say cut, they will need like 5 minutes or 10 minutes. To get out of the thing, everybody go and pet them, say sorry. I mean, it's nice, but remember, I will say,
when I go reason. See, I even did a whole video about it. You know, for my mirror, there was a practice. I don't practice all the scenes, everything. So, cry now. I think there was a scene in the movie where I was supposed to at least shed some tears, because it didn't pay me. I do my eyelids,
No,
try to collect all the trauma where I get.
Yeah. I mean, they come out like now, brother life, they come out sometimes. What I now do is.
No, but you're not going to red. There's no situation. I call it red.
So what I do is I put myself in a situation. And if I really believe the situation that the character is.
Yeah.
And I really believe that the guy can cry. Get one for brother life. That's the film that's probably going to give me my next AMBCA.
I believe.
You get one scene. Cry. See, I make it like, once writer don't write, he breaks down and cries. Just know that 50% chance say that cry will come along.
So what will you do?
Well, like when it comes naturally, that scene, the thing happen. I just give them one eye. The thing just come up from one eye like this.
I take over. You wrote.
I don't know. It came up because genuinely, as the character, now we think if we do. But the way they write them sometimes, it doesn't come naturally. And the pressure also of being on set.
Yeah, director thing, around,
okay. Oh, yeah, even keep quiet. He's about to cry.
I probably have said your fourth take, maybe.
No. So it comes now when I believe that the character is supposed to cry, and Nollywood needs to change that. Crying is not the only way to show sadness. Crying is not the only way to show a breakdown of emotions. You know, there's things, you know, they say as if from Nollywood for Hollywood film.
Could just be your eyes.
Just
do something.
Just say, just shake it twice. Director could say,
that's not enough. We need more drama.
Cry. Weep.
No, but like, so are you saying that you've gotten into a part, into your acting so well that you get into the character?
Yeah, it's confidence.
That you can connect.
Yeah, and I believe in myself. And I believe that decisions that I have a conversation with the director. This is what I think that the character is going to. This is what I feel like the character wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Because of, and when you believe in, now confidence, they separate good actor from bad actor. Mostly. Because when you're not confident, you know, we're having this conversation at the premiere the other day. When you're not confident, you just want to say your lines and go.
True.
Because you don't want wahala.
Like that actor that was
in that whole film
that was throwing that his we lines didn't even at
know
us. That
because he just won't talk in line.
May not even offend anybody for the sets.
Exactly. Same way I'm sure when you're shopping like this now, when you're making some fashion choices and you're putting outfits together, because this guy, you sabi, if you notice, I tell you, I know they do lifestyle. I know they do fashion again for my post.
No, but
I
don't live out for you.
Nah, normal vibes that they do now.
No, but this now money fashion they do now. We see they do mix and match.
No,
they say what's Gucci. You know, they say what's designer.
You have that confidence. I even ask you, say how you they shop, where you they shop from, how you they do. I'm
sorry, tell you why they shop. If you don't feel good, they don't worry. But they mix up. If I tell you why they shop, I see they go yaba almost once. So.
Nah, lie to me, son.
Well, not as much as he used to, but.
Because I knew that time you were yaba king. That time, to me, son, it's a bit. Eh? You can't dry clean up all these smell of that day. You come on.
Timmy, why are you doing this to me? Well, actually, I got so popular in yaba that they gave me a name.
There.
It was crazy.
That thing did you do? And that time, but, when money, you go to tell people, say, don't worry.
No, it's even annoying me. That's why you say, I go see my friends, they buy jeans 15,000. As you are buying the jeans for 15,000, that's 5 jeans here, yaba. Five rugged jeans.
Where do you shop now?
Well, I do ASOS, I do Boohoo, I do Zara. Zara is my favorite, right? I only do your type of designers when I... When it's
one, my type of designer,
yeah, like the Gucci's and please. The Burberry's. When I have one block like this, so this particular thing that I need to buy, but like, I also shop like on Jumia sometimes. And besides, Jumia is also having like a
Black Friday
sale. Black Friday
original
sales.
Black Friday sales.
Original Black Friday sales, and it's, I think it's ending this November.
I don't know when this episode is coming out, but it's ending on the 26th.
Yeah, so I go buy a few things from them. I think that
my shopping cart don't really get like 20 something. So what they do is I go to the gym like that and I go pack like 20 something things. Then after I go consider the remove our small spots. Say which one? Okay, do you really need this?
No. But I think that this Black Friday, I don't think we'll have that. If they're selling things for like as low as
I hear 70%.
70% off. That's wild.
Last Friday, they had this one they did for food, Jumia food there. Complacent that Jumia had.
No. I like what they're doing with Black Friday.
They did, there was 50% off Erikeza for food. So me, I would say, you know, say 50% off. That means say, bro, I buy food for everybody for us. I still didn't spend up to 30 something.
No, but I want to buy things like my interior for my, cause I see they renovate since someone signed many months. My renovation never they ever finished.
Are you going out or?
Well, I'm somewhere around those axes, but yeah. Don't ask me those questions. I left from the best every Sunday
package.
Bruh. So if people know where my house is, some people feel not comfortable visiting me, but that's another story. But I really want to buy
things.
You're
on the island now.
I'm on the island now. Thanks be to Jah.
God doesn't exist.
What God cannot do doesn't exist. But I think that God gave me that house so I can be around my work. So I'm grateful for that, even though traffic is still killing me. Yeah. So I don't buy cutting. I won't buy like new iron. I won't buy a couple of things, Sha. So if it's 70% off, it means that I can shop
this entire.
Is there any code that can you use? Because you do stuff with Jumia.
Maybe I go check my page.
But I think that one of the things I want to buy for this December is alcohol ahead of 30 December. Because
30 December.
Yes, you know the vibe now. You know the travel, Abby.
I'm not traveling. I might go to Ghana. We might have a game meet in Ghana. Dorcas is busy touring the world right now. She just finished her American tour.
I'm so proud of you.
She did Canada. She did. Where is she now?
Why aren't you on those tours?
Me?
Yeah.
No, next time. No, I did. We did.
I mean, like your Nigerian passport, they hold you. Let's start from that. You have been shading me since.
Let's start. Yeah. If you have blue or red passport,
come and marry slide Timini, in my please. DM, please. Yeah. And I think that's another problem with us. Let's not even enter that, but get me lit, right?
Yeah.
How did get me lit start for you guys?
Get me lit. So basically, we forget the influence that we have sometimes. We forget how powerful the influence that we have is. I would always say get me lit. Like there's things I say at different times. Stop playing. You get like things.
Stop
you know,
playing. Oh, these are just normal things.
Yeah. Just get me lit. So you now see people. They say the things that you say, especially on Snapchat. Now Snapchat, they really give them content. Then Dorcas now came back from London. And you guys know that me and Dorcas, when you put us together, it just be like say
fire.
Immovable object and unshakable.
I love it.
You know, so she started saying it, and we just said, I can't be like, you know what? You guys come out, and we, they come out.
Yeah.
We, they come out. This one will be about money. It's not, it didn't start off as a thing of, oh, let's do a business, you know?
Yeah.
We, they just, they come on. I should be DJ. Once she starts his GG, now my friend, I go call him Mike, I go hype him.
Get me lit.
Such fucking, you know, the vibe, bad boy T, big DSF, you know, we go ginger all the whole piece and people wanted to see the vibe and it was actually something that could not be explained.
Yeah.
So we spoke to Moe Hennessy, spoke to our very good friend, Happy Boy.
Yeah. Amazing guy. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
imagine three of us. And we went on tour. We went to Calabar. I went to Bielsa. We went to Lagos, Abuja, Ghana. So
you guys are in clubs.
So we'll go to the club and people would come and experience what it means, what Get Me Lit
means. And you guys will make money off of that.
Yeah, we'll take influencers. We took Neo, took Lily.
I suppose fun to go to Port Harcourt one time, I remember.
Yeah. So where we even stop now, say COVID, this thing that
yeah.
But this December, if everything goes as planned, we should do Ghana, we should do
Abuja,
we'll carry you now.
Mm-hmm.
Behave yourself.
No, but if you see my dance on my piano, I dance. Someone I pay for tickets and I pay for a hotel. Anything I see, I'll go follow now.
Drink some Azul.
Well, maybe not Azul, but some other drinks.
Well, you know what? This is a random question. Like, I know Sinami is supposed to interview, but like, you come across as very fearless. Eh? I swear. To me, so what's he they believe on? I don't give me like religious people, like.
But that's what I'm gonna give you. Okay, let me tell you for freak, and this is me talking to you as my friend, right? I overthink everything, Timini. I overthink every process. I overthink every greeting, and that's because of all other things I'm dealing with myself, right? But the truth is, that I like this space so much that no matter what I think about myself, I have to move regardless, right? Mm-hmm. I honestly think that if I was as fearless as you think, I would have gone further in my career. There's so many decisions I have to take. I have people around me that I have to ask from my pastor to my parents to my friends who are my confidants, right? Because I did not arrive here confident, right?
And that means you do a very good job at masking.
Yeah. That's what it is, right? So for me, now people have started looking at me like maybe I'm stuck up, but I'm not stuck up. I have the time, I'm in my head. Half the time, I'm overthinking my process. So what I do to deal with that is now the prayers and the Jesus part, right? So I got closer to God when I realized all these parts of me that needed fixing. So when I needed to do something, I have to pray about it. I have to seek the face of God. Not because people don't make decisions without praying to God or anything, but it's just because I didn't want to be wrong because of how I saw myself, right? So when it looks as if I've done something, I know, my God, no. This podcast took me 6 months to finally decide to say, you know what, let us finally do it. Because I was just tired of pushing it.
But what's this? Number one? This is number one podcast? Number two? Three?
In comedy, number one, I think. The position keeps moving between one and three and two and with the girls. And the girls are, their number one position is their own, but sometimes we enter.
Yeah,
but so I think the more I do things, when I get successful at it, I'm gaining more confidence to say, you know what, we can do this. And when I turned 25, right, I just really got tired. I mean, I got tired of my own bullshit, believing my own bullshit. So I think I got so used to believing my own bullshit that it was so comfortable to say no to things, to think that I was not good enough.
So, you're still so young, man.
Yeah, that's what my friends now tell me, but because of how I was raised, I think I'd be like 40 years from my head. So I don't want to do big people thing. I don't have my mates as my friends. Do you understand? So for me, when I turned 25, I really got tired of my bullshit. So there's so many things I didn't take on because I was overthinking. There's so many things that I would have been doing. Even in terms of my fashion, it's very restricted. It's very straight to the point. Like, I'm not even pushed. Like, this year, they tell my friends, if I start with this day in my mind.
You never start like this.
No, bro.
Allah.
I can tell you for free to me, like, if I really am 100 with myself, the things that I would do, bruh, nah. So I'm very happy that slowly I'm getting it. And also, I'm happy I did not arrive confident. Maybe I would have fallen off the wagon. It gives me a level of humility that I like. Right? So that's where I am.
Well done.
Do you think your December is going to be... Let's say December. December is going to be dirty.
Every month is dirty. Did you get me?
Okay.
Every month is dirty. You know how we do. Bad boy, see, no be nickname. No be say, Shiri, we ask about me. But you know what? Yeah, let's take this opportunity to actually plug in people. May not be like, say, they just enjoy conversation.
Because you do stuff for Jumia.
Yeah. There's this Jumia Black Friday thing that's happening. And I don't know about you. I'm not trying to sell you guys anything. I'm telling you for a fact that it's crazy. Everything on the app is going at ridiculous.
I heard they have like up to 70% off.
Yeah.
Can even I buy
on
a car?
Food, they have, I think Jumia Food, they have 50% off on some selected restaurants, and it makes a lot of sense.
Wow.
So I advise that if you're watching this and it doesn't come out, I don't know when this is supposed to come out, but 26th, it's like Friday.
That's actually the Black Friday deal. 26th of November. Is this episode coming out on the 26th? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As you're watching now, pause. On the normal day, I'll never tell them to pause that, but pause, go on Jumia, look for stuff that you want and buy. Take
Do they have a car? Can I buy cars?
No.
What can I buy? What are the big things I can buy? If they're going to give up to 70% off, I should be able to get like a car or a new iPhone.
Clothes, food, iPhone, toiletries, generators, electronics, everything. I think they even have sex toys.
I think you need that. It'd be like such a way deep, but shouldn't
I? Don't mind this guy, I beg. But seriously, that's the challenge that is going on. I influence for them, but it's also something where if I don't need to say it, you get me, like, it's facts. So yeah. I advise that you guys go take advantage of it. It's called, if you want to search the hashtag, I think it's Jumia Big Deal Challenge.
Jumia Big Deal?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where the ad is from. I saw a new ad with Netosi.
Yeah. So Netosi,
big deal. I'm the slowest person in Africa.
Yeah, right. I agree.
For not getting that.
So please pause the video, go on the website, buy what you need, come back and watch.
I love Jumia so much because they give great deals. So we're good. Like, guys, this is a big deal challenge. Get on it. Thank you so much. And you come off as Phil. I assume that you have your own insecurities, things that make you overthink or things that keep you up at night. I don't know what they are, but for the sake of this show and young people who are watching, so they can also connect with you as a star and somebody who that they can relate with, right? Are there things that sometimes worry you, especially because of the space you're in now? I mean, you have over 1 million followers, I think. That's like a whole... Yeah, it's almost there. That's like a whole country.
Yeah.
Watching you.
But I get you. I get the point.
No, I know he won't insult me, but it's
I
fine.
Get the point.
There's countries like that, Sha. But like, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of pressure. What things get to you? I understand the space that we're in. We have a lot of things.
You know what? Yeah, obviously people talk.
True.
You know, you get yourself into some sort of situations where, you know, you now need to maybe defend yourself, maybe explain yourself, or maybe try to remove yourself, or try to prove yourself, all those things.
Mm.
All those things were things that I used to worry about in my late 20s. Mm. I'm still in my early 30s.
Yeah.
But I realized that you cannot win over everybody. And in the process of trying to, you know, be a great actor, great influencer, you also have your own life that you have to live.
Yeah.
And in this life that you live, you will make mistakes. You will not be perfect. I'm never going to come off as perfect. So my prayer and how I move forward is just hope that the people that love me are more than people that don't. And the people that love me understand that I'm not perfect and they support me through whatever mistakes to wherever point in life that I decide to take my journey. And at the end of the day, when I look back, I don't have any regrets.
Mm.
So once I put all this in the back of my head, I just, they move, they go. If I make a choice, like you now, I'll probably not be in my head, because I say, if I make a choice, it doesn't work. It don't work with that, you know, and I move forward. I can't even tell you for a fact that I'll be acting in 10 years or 5 years. Like, that's how much of a freelancer I have become. I love acting right now, but next year, I might love something else. I'm not saying I'll leave action. It doesn't seem like it. It doesn't seem like it makes sense. But like, wherever life takes me, let it take me. And that's why next year, 2022, I'm not going to do more than 10 movies. Coming from
love
a
this
point
energy.
Where I'll do 4 movies a month, 3 movies a month, because they're booking me. Like,
our industry is very interesting because some people survive on only that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And I will not survive on that, because how else are you going to see the world? How else are you going to do other things? How else are you going to explore other things? How else are you going to how else am I going to find love? Like, how am I? I don't date in the industry, and I'm always in the industry.
Yeah,
I won't marry. Do you understand? Like, you know, so I need to leave time to just enjoy life. If at the point in time you feel like I'm underachieving or I disappoint you, I'm sorry. I'm sorry in advance to get like, because at the end of the day, I would have to live my life, because you only live once and you don't get out of life. Nobody gets out alive at the end of the day. Another thing that I was really, really worried about was embarrassing my sister, embarrassing my mom, people that, like, you know, but I've had those conversations with them and they were like, ah, Timini, we love you, like, regardless of whatever happens. You get,
I think,
like,
that love from family helps a lot.
It does. And I really feel bad because not everybody has family that loves them.
True. Because the first level of acceptance, or the first acceptance that you really need, is theirs.
Yeah. At least because then, man, you can believe it to an extent.
True.
Friendship, you know, friends, yeah, you never really can. Nobody will disappoint me now. Say,
you'll not be surprised. Say, yeah. How
can? No, me say, I be bad friend to some people.
True.
So, Jonathan, it's normal. It's not because we're all
human.
Well, yeah. And if sometimes when someone tells you something, I know, like, you must have, you, I'm, the signs that you pissed me off.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
What should I talk? I don't think there's any time I've pissed you off.
No, you know what? Yeah. I'm joking, but I'll tell you for a fact, that there's a way you can be almost, I don't know if condescending is the right word, because you're not classy or, you're not posh. So if you want to condescend, I will slap you. But there's a way you can be sometimes that...
Do you just come in? You said I'm not classy. Why are you reading me on this show?
Okay. So,
you know, but you can come up as like, 1% of the 1%.
The
like
air, this. Right?
And in my mind, I was just looking at like,
you know, the no package, leave me alone, TVD. Now, you wear Gucci on my show, so now I'm not supposed to wear.
No, this is my knockabout, though.
Probably. Right, so that's the difference. I don't wear this.
Yeah.
Right?
So sometimes, yeah, when there's times where you come, maybe the first thing you say, but I mean, I know that you have a good heart.
Mm.
So I know you mean well.
Yeah.
But I know that it's coming from a place of just, I don't know what to say.
But you see exactly what I'm saying about this, because I know that you think like this now. I would take this information you have given me. It's not affecting how I'm acting towards other people, right? So there's just so much pressure to be perfect.
Just be yourself, guy.
Exactly. So being myself, right? How does it affect other people? Because right now, the more I'm getting into myself, the more I realize that a lot of people are angry about it.
The people that would adjust.
Exactly.
The people that will fall off.
Mm.
But at least you know that you're yourself.
Exactly. I'm trying to be that. And to be honest, I just have really genuine, like, intentions. Like, it's not really, I just want to succeed alongside my other friends who I'm supporting and edging on to do better. I might make a couple of mistakes in terms of, like, my relationship. Like,
you make more mistakes. Don't be might. It's sure.
I recently learned, and I keep saying this on the podcast, that I didn't realize how stuck up I was. Point blank. And that was coming from a place of trying to control my narrative at every point. So at every point, you see me trying to control the narrative, to be in charge of the conversation.
Tell you is that Lagos, and I'm sure anybody watching from anywhere in the world can relate to the fact that every society has, there's this set of people that act like very posh, very put together, very perfect.
But I don't act like that, do I?
You don't act like that, yeah. But what I'll just tell you as a big brother.
Yeah, I know you're about to read me for filth.
No,
let's go.
It's just be yourself. Like, you don't need to act like, you don't need to act like, whatever sector of society that you're trying to enter, they know these things. They know the people that are not, know the people that are. It's not bad. You know, I know say you should be laugh yourself sometimes. I like how they see them sometimes when you laugh. Like, me, I know, you know, they like it. But when you try and, then see, with 2 minutes conversation, they don't know, say.
Yeah.
You know, I also, me, I know they.
Like, to be honest, like, I really don't, because it's really boring to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I actually don't try.
Go defams you with the of real royalty.
Yeah,
go defams you
because they don't have
ever try and forget and try and be
yeah.
like them or act like it because that's not who you are.
Yeah.
You're not born with a silver spoon, were you?
I was born with maybe steel.
In worry.
Oh, yes. I wasn't really exactly poor.
Don't speak English.
That's why. Let me come back, my friend. Wait first. We're exactly poor. I went to decent schools. We had a driver who could pick us up from school. I was not exposed. Mm-hmm. I have to give it to like, I mean, I was in worry, right? There's only a level of exposure that mm-hmm. I would be exposed to, right? It's only things that I read in my books. And the internet was not so popular mm-hmm. then, right? So it's just my magazines. So I used to read from magazines, newspapers, because I really knew that this was my career. I knew this was what I was going to do, but I wasn't sure how I was going to do it, mm-hmm. right? So for me, all this speaking of English and everything, I don't they learn and they come since. So sometimes when I do the switch, it's because the people there can relate, but you almost find me switching back immediately so they don't forget who I am, yeah. right? And also when I see myself losing myself in friendships and conversation, I immediately withdraw.
Yeah,
and that's one of the strengths that I think that I have. I might be flawed in every aspect of my life, but calling myself to order is one of my strengths.
And accepting when you're wrong.
Accepting when I'm wrong. So if at any point I get feedback saying that, Timmy, you're changing, because my friends give me that feedback every other time. Because I have the ability to become a sponge. I fit into like a situation. Mm. So if I walk into this place and everybody's spree, I can maintain that energy. Mm. Until I get exhausted and you just see me, I switch up mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, where did that come from? Right? It's not because I'm hiding it. It's just because I can be that person. But at every point where I need to connect to my reality, it's 1 second. Right? Also, for me, I think that at some point in my life, I was people pleasing, which was exhausting for me. And that's why I pulled myself back in and tried to recalibrate and do everything. But I think I'm in a better place.
See, as you did glow now, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I'm in a better place right now. But then again, it means that I have less friends. I focus more on my work right now. And I'm looking for more genuine connections because this is a long haul. This industry is a marathon for mm-hmm. me, obviously. Right? It's not a sprint. I'm not trying to hustle and just get up immediately and forget people that I came up with, right? So I think that I'm learning, right? So from a big brother to a younger brother, thank you for that feedback.
Gotcha,
yeah, so I think I'm doing good, right?
Gotcha, bro.
Yeah, thank you so much. I know that on this show, you came to read me to fulfill.
No, I started with prison.
Yeah, I know you wanted to enter there.
For the record.
Yeah, but thank you for that feedback also. So like you study psychology, right?
Yeah. From the prestigious University of Lagos.
Yeah. Shout out to Lagos, University of Lagos, Akoka, the prestigious school of first choice.
Great, Akoka.
So like you study psychology, right? How does that influence your acting? Like if you met me once, can you automatically judge who I am, how I am, why I do things that I do? In fact, just profile me, for example. And be nice. This is my show.
You
just can't wait. Supposed to let's go. They club. They jump up and down. Get me late.
Get me late. Get me fucking late. Nah, but like I mean, the least way we learn when the time we go class, it helps me a lot. I can't profile you right now because I already have lots of information. So that would determine. That would kind of like.
Okay, so what information do you have of me in your head?
You could pay me now.
Wait, I tell me, sorry, I will pay you, my friend. I'll pay you.
How much you pay me?
Don't worry, I'll send some hamper to you. Not be December with
you. No, but on the most restaurant, sir, without still answering your question the way you expect. You get things, body language, you know, person they pace, person they, you know, the different things that people do, different things that people say that kind of give away the level of confidence, if they're really being sincere, if they're saying the truth, if they're actually knowledgeable about a certain thing that they're talking about, you know, and all of that. But psychology in itself, it helps you regardless. So not be only acting, regardless of anywhere you yourself you get, like you can understand human behavior. Even if you don't get 100%, to an extent, you'll still be able to like at least ascertain where this person is coming from and even where this person is going, you know. So I don't take it for granted the fact that I studied it. My plan was to go further and actually, you know, do a master's in consumer psychology.
Interesting.
You know, and I actually low-key regret that I didn't, but now just look and say, no need. I don't even sure say I have to read any book again as I did. But it will help you in every aspect or in every area of your life that you go into. And I've been using that. So sometimes, you know, even sometimes to get to some places emotionally, you know, there's some mind, you know, techniques, there's some thinking techniques that you can do. And I did use them.
Let's get personal for a bit. Like,
let's get personal, baby.
Yeah. Are there some things that make you feel insecure in the space that you are? Because like, I think the bulk of us in this industry have our insecurities. So we're not projected outside. Like for me, for example, I know that when I come into a room, half the time I'm shy as hell. So what I do to disarm that is to be very in your face and loud and everything. Sometimes I don't get away with that. So I shrink. What are the things that make you just feel like some sort of insecurities? Do you go on Instagram and see the comments and you it gets into your head? What are the things that, you know, what really eats you up in this space?
So the thing is, there are a few things that I have, like, on occasional cross. I don't know if you've noticed it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's only when you brought it to my knowledge that I realized that you were cross-eyed.
So I have an occasional cross-eye. You know, I never really used to consider myself. I used to hate the sound of my voice. I still don't really love the sound of my voice.
Me too.
I never really considered myself as the most good-looking guy. You get like, growing up,
please cut that part out.
Really, growing up, why? You don't feel let the world know, say, if you say, you are a good-looking man.
Yeah. But I will not give you that satisfaction. Thank you. Not on my show. I'm joking.
You know, growing up, mostly, if I used to get babes back in the day, it was never about like how I looked. It was always about like waiting to come off my mouth. Do you understand? That was what it was, you know. So all of these little things made me a little bit insecure. So even when I first started acting, you know, I'm worried if my eye, did you say this eye? Say this eye?
Sorry.
No, it's fine. We can laugh about
it. I can imagine the pressure because really, I
say this eye level.
Somebody, you know why they laugh? Not because they laugh at you. I am the same person.
But I they laugh people we get cross eyes.
Yes, so.
And they look at me, this is why.
Yeah, one person.
I'm going to remind myself, you don't forget to your own eyes.
No, but does yours come? Yours come once in a while, right?
It comes once in a while, but I don't even notice when it comes.
Or you just forget so the eyes. Problem.
You don't even know. You don't. I feel the follow you talk like this, you don't go.
How is it like?
But the.
Well, you always wear glasses. You spend so much money on expensive shades.
I wear glasses a lot of times because I have really tiny eyes.
Is it?
And a lot of times people tend to mistake that for being high.
Yeah.
You know, which
I don't think you do that.
Come on.
Come on,
fam. Only when I'm in Amsterdam. yeah.
So
insecurity is how you look. But one thing you don't understand, you say, once you understand that there are things that you can't do anything about. Why am I going to disturb myself? You know, so now I genuinely don't care. The only insecurity that I have now, which still do worry me, like this one where I go to London now, financial insecurity.
That's a very fat insecurity.
We're all broke, my bro.
Bruh.
When you change pounds for 7 months.
What do you mean we are all broke, Timmy?
We're all broke. You get money past me.
You get money now. Why you need like that?
Fake lifestyle, bro.
We're all living fake life, but your fake life is different from my fake life.
No. Well,
the levels of this fake life, I can spot a Rolex there.
This 2021 day, come on now, stop it now. So why are you bringing
the audience? Aspiration.
They didn't even notice my neck. Come on.
I love it! Oh,
this guy, stop. Why are you bringing
it? Timmy said, why you? My neck. He pulled on down for you just in case you didn't notice in the first place. I visited that costume.
No, costume.
Costume. You don't wear that. Don't do that. You're the number one actor in Africa.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pinky as well. Everything, bro. No.
See, I love you so much. I don't know why we don't hang out as often.
We
like,
should.
So like, Timmy is one of the people that I love so much. I don't know why our relationship is not as great as I think it should be. I personally have my own insecurities, right? And I also like to connect with my friends who are doing so well. And I feel like we're in the same headspace. So for me, I didn't think that I was good enough to do this thing I'm doing right now. So it sort of projected into like my first few years of doing it. Imposter syndrome, now they do me.
First, you know, I respect you. I'll show you something now. I want to look for your DMs. Seriously? No, I respect you because this guy is so intentional. He always
it's a bit so much.
He used to and mention me like, he used to message me like, bro, acting, don't forget me.
I still anything, do.
Mentorship and all of that. And the problem with the mentorship and why we don't see and why you probably feel like our friendship is not as strong as it is like, bro, it's a problem for me. I do not have time to invest in friendships. And a lot of times I end up lonely.
I'm lonely.
Yeah. Because you feel like you're popular. You know yes, a lot of people.
But yeah.
Everybody. But like, and then, so when something now happens and I expect people to really show up for me,
it's just
they don't show up.
Yeah.
Then when they don't show up and I'm vexing that, ah, and I think about it that you, when you show up for them.
True.
When you show up.
True.
When they invite you, wait, where you talk to you.
It's a painful realization, but it is
sleep. Because that's all I do. A lot of times I'm alone. So we need to make a more conscious effort to invest in the friendship.
Also, don't you think it's because of how our lives are now?
Busy.
Because before now, I still have healthy friendships. They might not be popular friends.
Mm.
I still have friends who I've had since Unilag, who are the people that I go to when shit hits the fan.
Mm.
I have a couple of industry people who I've been friends with. Mm. Some have gone south, some are still good. But I realize that as you grow, it gets lonelier.
It does.
It's why?
At the top. And one thing I also realized is that...
I think this alcohol is loosening me up.
Ooh. One thing I realized as well is that like when you're on top, at first, and just remember this conversation, when you get there, everybody's going to be happy for you. Like, Timmy-san, finally you've gotten there. Then after a while, they're looking at you, Timmy-san. Then that admiration slowly turns to...
competition.
You know, they're not at the top, so it can't be competition. Do you understand? You don't pass them. It now turns to, this boy will come down like this.
Timmy, you experienced that too?
No. Yeah, 100%. Because before, you can never see a bad comment about Timmy. You can never ever see. Now love, the love, all the love is
everybody
so
loves Timini. Hashtag.
Joke sometimes. Who offend you?
But sometimes why does it check happen,
the
DMs though?
And you see that the first messages they sent to you were love messages.
Yeah.
Then, you know.
All of a sudden, yeah.
It starts to turn to,
Why?
I don't know.
So let me tell you how I see it. Like, jealousy is a natural emotion. I tell everybody that if you pretend like you've never experienced jealousy before, you're probably a liar.
Mm.
But it is what you do with that emotion that matters, right? For me, I literally pray about it because we can be in spaces where we think that, oh, there are not so many opportunities for us.
Yeah.
So if somebody's getting, it means I'm not getting. Mm. But that's how I see. That's why I come back to my own religious part of it. I just feel like this career was ordained by God. This was given to me by God, right? There might be a few people might be winning, and it's a good thing for all of us to win. It shows that there's even more space for other people to come into, right? But I feel like we get to a point where we're in a rat race. We think that somebody getting something means that we might not get something. But that's not how I see life. And it's not because that's how I'm wired every day. It's just because I remind myself what the truth is, right? Mm. So every time that you win, I feel very good.
I do. Same.
Because I know you from the days of exploring.
Yeah.
And now.
And the jealous, and the thing
when
about it is...
When you drove into them, I'm like, wow, look at that car.
Yeah.
By the way, Timmy's car is fine. It's fire. Did he?
Nah, if I hit you, I'm blessing you. So don't worry. Yeah. You know what? The thing about it is that jealousy. See, when something happened to my colleague where I wish it happened to me, instead of jealousy, now reminder say, if it happened. Do you understand? That's the way me I look at it.
I've always reached out to them, say, how you take Duam?
Yeah.
And that's what helped me with, like, I remember when I was still doing, like, my influencing during lockdown. Tomike had numbers that were outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, they were really tired of us influencers during lockdown. Mm-hmm. We're putting every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't understand how she was getting all these numbers.
Yeah.
Since
Tomike is a genius.
She's a genius. So the first beats, right? The first few days, I was like, kilo, I didn't realize how much jealousy was building up me. So I kept saying, Kilokos, what is she doing that I'm not doing?
I guess so, Tomike go talk. As in, when I join YouTube, love it for her.
She's a star. Like, that's her element. She's not the jealousy. She's on her lane, right? So at some point, just, I caught myself and said, Timson, this is jealousy. This is spirit of, this is witchcraft. This is what the Bible talks about. Mm. Right? That's why I always say people, be Christianese a bit. Know God to some extent so that he can check you. I know you're tired of this, my talk, but I will keep saying it to you. Please be Christianese a bit. So I called Tomika up and said, babe, are they jealous of you? Straight up. And I think I do this a lot to a lot of my colleagues who I think that are doing great. Mm-hmm. How do you do this thing? So Tomika sat me down for like 30 minutes on the phone. She broke it down to me. Imagine if that emotion that I was feeling,
I turned it into
like bile.
Jealousy blocks blessing.
It taught us, Timini. Like, I'm not saying that all of us are not going to be jealous of each other, but it's a space where in the next 10, 20 years, we will not probably be in it. Other young people would have come. All the hate and bad that we felt for each other has expired.
You don't enter GQ, Abby.
Yeah.
You pay me.
Indeed,
that's the kind of jealousy I'm talking about. Like for like,
yeah, but why
like,
would?
Eh? Guess what? This my bush boy.
But
where you come from? GQ with me along the post.
I love you so much, my friend.
I was like, rapper before they put me with this GQ.
This episode is gonna do so well. My friend, I was with the GQ. I was in South Africa. By the time I was following the editor of GQ, right? You know, say me, I'm a social climber. Please take that out. I'm not a social climber. You know, say me, I didn't move on my career, right? Mm-hmm. So I was very interested in GQ and the work that he was doing, genuinely. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think that it was going to be that fast, mm-hmm. like him trying to get me a feature, right? So just he talk randomly. Now he goes randomly to me, say, what I feel do? My routine. Mm. I said, huh? I can't do it. It's not GQ South Africa. So I did that. I recently got a.
But now your routine be that routine. That routine will be like.
No, guess what? That's my routine.
Okay.
No, Timini, no. My Instagram, I'm on the fake account. No. So let me tell you in the morning.
Because.
No, we cannot be this. Like, for me, I did not have great skin from this thing. So I literally worked with some people to get my skin to where it was. So that's my routine, from my beard to everything. I tell you, I'm too perfect. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? But that GQ thing didn't really mean anything to me. But for some people, it feels like it's more than it.
No,
we're all in this hustle, but I promise you, if you had reached out to me to say this GQ thing, you would have been the next person doing it. Because it's so easy to say, no, I beg that my guy is even bigger. Yeah, let's do it. But because that's how I am. So you didn't.
But I'm sure I reached out.
No, Timmy, you didn't judge me differently. Timmy, I just feel like our relationship is so weird because I really fuck with you.
No, I fuck with you too.
No, friend. Like, what you imagine? Mean? I feel like
I reached out. I said congratulations.
Yeah.
I might not have asked you how you take drum or give me con, give me con.
I promise you, if I said Timmy, sir, how far did you? I could have easily just said, this is the guy. I would have reached out to him. I would love to do it because you're somebody I respect.
Mm.
You see what I'm talking about? This, our relationships and energy towards each other. I'm just about love and light. Mm. No, they teach me all this say. This make I this stiff.
Yeah, nobody may teach you. Now, fuck you. I teach people. I don't care. But yeah, like I say that you might see that the things that I've done that, but GQ is something that like, and I even hate the fact that we're even over Juge because
you go form, you know, be,
say,
yeah.
But now all those little things when you say, but at the beginning, person go look, say, ah, it go nice today.
But you know, say, it's like what you said about going after things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that things are not come to us if we work hard, but I'm just saying there's some level of position.
Actually, you didn't agree with me when I was talking about networking. I remember that.
I didn't.
Because
I come from a comms background.
Mm-hmm.
It's centered on doing things and getting results, right? I believe in doing my work 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But Timini, you know people who have been doing their work all their lives. Talent is 10%. The hard work is 10%. That's how people get publicists. That's how people get things done, right? I have a board in my house where I write all the things that I want to be on. It might not happen now, but the more I see, the more I visualize it, right? I'm trying to get on Forbes. This is not even a joke. Forbes under 30, right? I don't know how it's going to come, but I think it might come faster if I just speak to the owner of the people that are in charge.
It'll be interesting to hear what the viewers or the listeners think
say about this, this right?
Because we're on opposite sides.
But let me tell you what I usually say, and this I stand to be corrected, right? For me, I don't go after things when my work does not match up to those things.
Mm.
So doing Forbes now, I'm not trying to get Forbes at 25. I'm thinking 27, 28. But I know that before 28.
What's your real age?
25. I was born in 1996, October 16. That's just why a quick enter and I may come. As at 15, I was out of worry already. So give or take, I've been in this Lagos for 10 years hustling. I've done my 9 to 5s. I've done fashion assistant. I was a photographer's assistant at some point. I was Von Kutter's assistant at some point. I was MC Go's assistant at some point. So I've literally sponged everybody's lives to understand my own now, right? So yeah, that's that. So for Forbes, for me, I think that the problem with that people might have with me is that I have a God complex of trying to control my narrative. It can be a problem because sometimes I'm supposed to let things just happen, but I like to be in control. So if I want a GQ, I'll look for a way to get a GQ. But I also want my work to show for itself. That's why I'm always working hard on the side. So I don't know how, maybe GQ go live. For some people, they might not get GQ till we die. Just
maybe I believe was my come to me.
No, Timmy. Like,
so I've never, and I can beat my chest and say like a lot of good things have come my way.
Or
most of the biggest brands, premium brands. Now even turn down brands that I feel like, and if I feel like you're not a leader in your industry, I'll never even work with you because I'm a leader in my industry.
True,
but it has happened for me that I've never had to say okay. Jumoke is the marketing manager at Kinikon. So she's going to be at this event. So it'd be nice for me to be her friend or follow her on Instagram so that maybe she can follow me back or maybe find someone that can introduce us, which there's nothing wrong with, you know.
But wait, before you go on, right?
Yeah.
So that's now intention is different. Sometimes I'm genuinely interested in these people, right? I may not even know who they are until after they reveal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I know who they are from the beginning, but I don't go with that energy. I want to be friendly with them, not necessarily because I want to. If you can ask half of the people that I've worked with, it never came from me, I'm going to use you to my next level. You're going to be my friend. In fact, I usually like making friends with people who are doing great work because it gives me another idea of what my brand should be about. So for example, if I'm friends with an editor of a magazine, I know the kind of pictures I'm going to take.
Would you have been friends with that person if that person was the editor of the magazine?
I would have if their personality and my own aligns. There's so many of my friends who are not in this industry. Those are my confidence, are my friends who I hold in high esteem, not because they give me any sort of like positioning in the industry, but because they are my friends and they help my life. That's an aside, right? But there are also people who I know that in terms of like my work, there's a relationship there. What are we going to talk about? What will I be talking about to maybe like a random like person? We don't have any conversation. Yeah, we can be friendly, but maybe about your life in school.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody who's an editor for a magazine can tell me that, Timmy, this is how you need to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the things that I know now, because I keep saying I'm a local worry boy who moved here with no exposure, but who wanted more. So half the time, these people that I'm friends with, I'm learning from them. I'm a sponge. Too many, do you know how many things I've learned from you let me give an example. Toke Makiwe taught me how to do Instagram and do it well. I said anyway, Toke showed me the template. She doesn't even know. So when I went to Toke's house, I will see how it's a team. One person they think of styling, one person they think of photography, videos. There's a whole team. There's an AGM, a full meeting. This is not a joke. This is a whole workforce. And I always wondered why she was doing better than a lot of people. As a sponge that I am, I started looking at how she was doing it. I employed my own people. My Instagram changed immediately.
Get team now.
See, I can help you with your team. I'm just saying that. How would you be consistent with
about
it?
To give
you didn't whine me. You didn't whine me.
When I stepped in,
I sent my guy to you. You never used him.
Can you take a picture of me today?
I took a picture of you, but I sent my guy to you. You didn't use it.
If you guys don't see this outfit.
No, but, so let me say a difference between me and you now. This outfit that you have worn, if I don't take any picture with his, it's not be seen anywhere until there's a picture of me. That's how serious I am about my aesthetics. So this picture now, I don't plan the look because of my modeling background.
Chat, I wear and well.
It's sweet, my friend. You understand? So I don't plan, say, you know, it's in, and it's so time you take me a picture against this backdrop, against this thing, this picture, this is the angles that we're going to take. That's how serious I am. So by 12 o'clock before the event, we'd already collected the picture. When Bella and Dad, they find a way to find, I don't drop my picture five.
So they must post.
You did hold the struggle for light. I don't see picture.
Yeah, I do that as well. I'm just.
Yeah, so I learned these things from my association with people. So sometimes, yeah, maybe they rub off on me too much and I take their, but I'm a sponge half the time because I'm learning. I'm a local boy. So the exposure that I'm getting is mostly from my friends learning. From this set today, I've picked up a few things that I know that I'm going to use going forward. Yeah. And I will drop some if I don't want them. But that's how I really live my life.
And you're living your life and you're enjoying it. Well done.
Am I?
I need more to see you.
Yeah. Let's talk about your social media, for example. Or let's talk about your social media. Trolling comments and everything. Does it get to you? Because sometimes you're trending, maybe not for the greatest things. But like, how are you when those things are happening? Are you in a sunken place? Do you think about?
No, sunken place, no. It's only my account balance that puts me in sunken place sometimes.
It's a powerful place to be.
Yeah. But the owners of Instagram, yeah, I really commend them. You guys are doing fantastic because.
You mean Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah. That block button is so powerful. It's, they have block, they have mutes, they have, like mutes now, like if you don't, they irritate me as my friend.
You don't, Mabi.
I go mute you now. You'll say, for how long? You say, do you want to mute post and story? So
yes, I do.
I'm still following you, but no worry. I need to see. There's restrict. If you comment on my page, you would think to
you don't mute me.
No. How now? Guy, yeah, you're my mentor.
Whatever you see.
Restrict. The person go to comment, go to like, but nobody else go see them. Nobody else go see. So like, they're trying to make the space as safe as possible for influencers and for content creators because they understand mental health. Yeah. They understand all those things. So maybe sometimes one or two things go, but I know they let them because I go block you. And it will ask you, block this person and all existing accounts this person can ever make in the person's life. I say, yes, you know, so I learned a lot from Dakore as well because let's give it up for that woman. She's been in the industry 25 years relevant all through.
Since I was born.
Yeah, literally.
No, you don't believe I'm 25. Why?
I know. I don't believe you're 25.
Why?
Go do bone. Go check your bone. Go see your age.
Well, I'm old.
You know, be 25.
How old do I look?
31.
That's very insulting to my youth.
Viewers, how old does this man look? You know,
I wonder how I look when I'm 31. If I look 31 at this age,
no, you actually look 31. Then maybe like the beard, though. Or maybe like the wisdom. Maybe not.
My granny raised me. No, say grandmother to raise you.
That one
I don't fuck day, with my age mates.
That one's every day. But me, I learned a lot from her because she never used to let anything faze her. She never used to let anything faze her, and I used to wonder where powerful. She got the strength from. But me, I realized that like once your opinion doesn't matter. Like in the grand scheme of things, your opinion, the person's opinion should not matter. Imagine somebody tweeting something. Sometimes a troll would insult you. You reply, then they will message you that I'm sorry. I just wanted to get your attention.
Yeah, they did it to Chigo. Why?
That's to show you the mad people that you're dealing with that are faceless. Do you understand? So I would never give anybody that strength.
But it gets to me. I'm not going to lie to me. I think my Instagram is so curated that the words that I don't want to see.
No, the one that I know that I've never opened in a while, in a few months, is Twitter.
I'm on Twitter for this reason.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter, but I don't tweet anything. I don't engage.
No, I'm not. I had to leave my Twitter account for
and it. And even on my Instagram, there's a place where you can block certain words that you don't want to see. Because when I started off my career, when they insult me, I feel go 2 days off.
Oh.
Because I would think about those things like, oh my God, this is really what, how I am, or it's so exhausting. So
no one should
right
have
now,
that power.
I become stronger. from lockdown up until now, I think the more that I get better, like the better I get at my craft. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, most of the things, the reason why I've not really pushed the way I was supposed to push is because of comments sometimes.
No, you shouldn't bother. You know, and I was teaching you, like, there's different things that you can use. Sometimes you can restrict comments. You don't want to see their comments.
But just, I've seen that comment, right? Mm. I take it as feedback, which is a problem.
That's one feedback, one comment. In that comment that has insults, how many other comments are people praising?
Guess what? In Cape Town, right? I went to Cape Town. I think I had like 400 something comments, right? 390 something were great. Two were bad. Those comments support my entire day in Cape Town.
No. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't allow that. Bro,
I'm learning.
Yeah, everybody can't like you. Everybody cannot understand the choices that you make. Everybody cannot understand your journey. Nobody knows your destination. You get like so.
But I think it's a powerful place to be. And it's a life that you've chosen.
If you say you get 70 followers now, two people they abuse you. Go and ask, guy, there are thousands of people that love you from all over the world: Cameroon, Kenya, Rwanda, Zimbabwe.
No, you're a global superstar now.
You as well, my bro.
Yeah, I don't know if I have some other countries in my...
No, you are. Yeah. Because like, yeah, your content is relatable to anybody anywhere in the world.
Thank you, my friend.
And you do it so well. And you do it consistently. So why not? So when you understand that there's so many people that love you, then you don't let the people that don't love you, because that's the devil. Me, I'm Christianism. Let me carry laughs for that.
But okay, let's talk about your faith for a bit. Mm. Like, are you one of those people who don't really care for... But Simini, I think that you've probably been introduced to like a Jesus that is very religious. Maybe that's why you don't connect the way I connect. But because you go see me for this in the jump with you, it doesn't necessarily...
No. I was a very Christianese guy, you know. I had a very, very strong, especially in my teenagers.
Yeah.
But like, the church really disappointed me.
I know that feeling.
And I just realized that there's no point. I could go set, now acting. I could go church, the same acting, same performance, but I don't feel they keep myself. If I did say, look, I know I call it morning. You know, no, so I.
But I want to talk to you about my own kind of Jesus, but off camera, right? May not be like,
don't download, pick your call.
No, Timmy, I'm telling you, this Jesus I'm talking about is the coolest Jesus you've ever met.
True Jesus did.
The Jesus that has, religion has preached to a Jesus that it's a bit transactional, it's stiff, it's judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
That Jesus is just, I didn't like. The Jesus that I thought that was going to take me to hell because I lied or something. I mean, like, sin is sin, right?
Mm.
But I've been reintroduced to a new Jesus who loves me unconditionally, whose love for me would change anything that's wrong in me.
Oh.
Wait first now. Oh yeah, wait first now, Timini. Wait first. Oh yeah, I'm a rapper, but I'm serious about...
Don't be like all those jobs.
When I find the rapper, I'm
like, how free you go ask for next now?
No, you go put something for you go now. This is good show you went out. Not clear, eh? Okay, so guys, I think that we've come to the end of, but I really want to talk more with him. Can't I get like extra 10 minutes? But I think we had a great conversation.
We've had a fantastic conversation.
I think this episode is going to do so well. I mean, because of course.
People want to hear what I hear.
Simini, we should be better friends. I don't like.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
We should. Yeah,
because I'm a huge fan. I'm a fan first of all, family friend.
Yeah, I can tell.
No, but I wish that we had more time to gist, but I think that we should start gisting more going forward. Yeah. Do you agree?
Most definitely.
And so you can most definitely.
Are you gingered? If I start this kind of thing, you know, good things I copy, right?
Which kind of thing? You should talk.
Because I really like the vibe and I would like to have you on mine.
Of course.
Because I have a YouTube that is begging.
No, follow your YouTube, begging. Just employ person who says does a runner for you. You just appear as a star, record and go.
As fair as who I am. Don't say appear as a star. Because I'm a star.
So okay, appear as
a star, making it seem like I'm trying to be like a star.
No, friend.
I'm a star. I'm the baddest actor in Africa. Okay. Stop playing.
Okay, that's enough PR for Timini on my show. Well, that's fine. Thank you so much for coming on my show, Timini.
Thank you for having me.
You are a great and fantastic guest. Thank you for reading me for filth, which is what I need for my guests. as well. So guys, thank you so much for watching this episode. I don't know who I would have brought as a guest for my seventh episode. Seven is a number of perfection. To me, it's perfect as a guest, right? So please watch, subscribe, listen across all the platforms. This show is on Spotify, Audio Mac.
I see the team plenty.
Do you understand? So please, anyone you want to watch, you understand, it's literally in your face. If you come out of your house in the morning, TBK podcast is probably somewhere around you, right? It's TBK podcast everywhere.
You don't have to watch it. You can listen to it like driving, so you don't.
Yes. I think people prefer to watch because of the drama that comes. Now, come on. But also people can listen. You can listen in the train if you're abroad. You can drive in your car. If you're in Lagos, well, shall I listen to this thing? I help my life. Thank you so much. Bad Boy T, you want to sign out?
Ladies and gentlemen, Bad Boy T, chances are your chick's feeling me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being
here. Fake life. Anyway, thank you so much for watching. Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.